Episode 792, Transformed by Truth.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. Look at that smile. I love seeing your smile every single day. I know maybe I can't exactly see you, but I can feel your presence. And I am so excited that you are here today. We're going to be chatting about Transformed by Truth. It's our Reflection Sweet Spirit Sunday. And it's really a time just to really think, to begin to peel back ourself, our heart, what we're thinking, allowing a little more deeper thought to dive in, because that's how we grow. That's how we are transformed. So are you ready to do it? Because we're going to dive in. But before we do, let's give a huge welcome to all of our brand new family members. I am so delighted that you're here. You just bring joy to my heart. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to... Really? If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. In order to be an impactor, which that's what you are, when you get up in the morning and you're ready to hit your day full speed ahead, knowing that God is on your side, then guess what? Something happens, doesn't it? And we're like, oh man, and it begins to slow us down. Change is never easy. However, when you're transformed by truth, the excuses melt away and become less of a distraction. Are you really tired of life being a distraction? You know, the circumstances that take you a different direction than where you really wanted to go? You're tired of all those detours? Well, what you need to do is begin to focus on the truth. And what that means is you've got to be transformed by the truth. But that doesn't mean you have to be creative in your own mind by rewriting what's really happening, because that's what we do. Something happens to us, at us. We take it personal. We then begin to, you know, adopt it as our own. And we're like, oh my gosh, now I'm really this way. Am I really this way? I think I'm this way. And it becomes this creative way of thinking, yeah, I think I've got this. Maybe I don't. But really, it's me. Well, my son says you can't lie if it's true. So this beating around the bush, being creative in your mind, trying to flush out the lies, but maybe you're living more of a lie than you are the truth. And now maybe you're totally confused. You're like, Christiane, wait, I'm supposed to be transformed by truth. You are, but you have to know what that is. You can choose to be transformed by truth. You have to face the giants each and every day with the grace and unconditional love that only Jesus Christ can give you. That's truly my belief. You can sit here and pretend all you want. You can journal all you want. You can write a book. You can be an expert. You can be a blogger. You can be a millionaire times billionaire. But if you don't have truth in your life, what do you have? Now, this is a deep thought here, isn't it? And I know it gets us uncomfortable. I don't like going sometimes to these places in my life. I don't like going down these, sometimes feels like that really dark tunnel that you don't see the light. And you're like, ooh, I don't know what I'm going to find. Are there going to be little rats? Maybe even other little rodents and a snake or two and maybe a really big spider? Because we don't know what we're facing. But when you're willing to face your giants head on, you'll be transformed by truth. God wants us to grow up, to know the whole truth and tell it in love. That's what Ephesians 4:15 says. And it starts with you. You can't make transformation happen in somebody else's life, but you can be a role model. You can be transformed by truth. Of which then the reflection that you get. I mean, think about it. Have you ever been to a lake? Maybe even a really big pond, some area, and you sit there and it's so still in the morning. I loved that. When we used to live on the lake, when we were just I was just a wee little thing. I was probably third, fourth grade into fifth grade. I know we moved at fifth grade because I went to a different school at sixth grade. And so I can remember on the lake in the morning, very, very, very early in the morning. And we used to actually put our fishing rods out to catch catfish. So we would bait them at night. And so in the morning, we would come out. And ultimately, that would get me up because I wanted to see if I caught a really big catfish. But ultimately, that's not what God wanted to show me. He showed me the smoothness, the lake so still that when just a little itty bitty gnat would barely touch the water, there was a ripple effect. You see, that's what you do when you're transformed by truth. You have this ripple effect. Even if you think you're no bigger than a little gnat, that little foot just barely touches it, or paw, or whatever you want to call their little thing that holds them up when they sit and they're not flying, it creates this little ripple effect. But it keeps going and going and going. And what happens is everybody else begins to kind of catch a little different part of the wave. And the next thing you know, you're reaching more people than what you realize. You have been transformed by truth, and it starts with you. So stop telling yourself lies. Love yourself right where you are. That's what Christ does with you. He sees you as nothing but perfection. He accepts you for who you are. However, he does want us to grow up. He just told us that. God wants us to grow up. He wants us to know the whole truth and to tell it in love. So we have to be willing to take aim on what God is revealing to us. Are you willing to do that? Think about it as a remodeling project. Maybe you've had those in your household recently, or you've watched your favorite home show. You probably know which one I'm talking about. Yes, my children love it. We have it on all the time. We could be traveling and we just have it on. Why? Because I think it's all normal. But there's something about newness that attracts us. Well, when we're remodeled, we become new. That's what Christ sees in us. When we accept him into our heart, we're transformed by his truth. We become remodeled. We become reborn. We're renewed. It's a beautiful path, and it's a path to freedom. So what does that look like for you? Now, on Sweet Spirit Sunday, I'm not usually one to give a kiss, but today I have a kiss for you, the Keep It Simple strategy. It's to be transformed by truth. Be transformed by truth. First off, you must be willing to be remodeled, to be transformed. You have to be willing to let go of the past. You have to be willing to forgive. And then you have to be willing to do the work. You have to, number two, take aim. Action ignites motivation. It's the workout. It's what you really want to do in your life, but it may not come easy. You may sweat a little bit. You may not know and understand the direction really that you're going, but God does. And he will take you one step at a time to lead you to your miles of greatness. So when you take aim and you're willing to do the workout, that means your mindset will have to change and do a workout. Your spirit, your heart will need a workout too, including what? Your body. We all got to stay healthy. It's the mind, body, spirit. It's the Trinity. It's the three. And obviously that takes us to number three. Be willing to bear the cross, the truth. And this is where God does the work in you. You're renewed. You are responsible for the workout, but God's role, he's going to take the work in. He changes your heart. He changes your mind. But you have to be willing to put the workout into it. Does that make sense? Don't you want to be transformed by the truth? Aren't you tired of living those lies? Because you can't tell a lie if it's the truth. And I love it. My son's been saying that here for the last like week and a half or so. It's his little cute saying. And it's one way that he holds himself accountable, but it also holds me accountable. It holds his siblings accountable. And when we're walking around town and we're visiting different areas, or he could be talking to his friends and he just throws that out there. Yeah, it can't be a lie if it's the truth. Being changed from the inside out is God at work, and that's being transformed by truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. That's what Jesus said. He is the way. He is the truth. Be transformed by truth today. Maybe you don't know what that looks like for you, or you kind of have an idea, or you want some help with it. Click on the link, take aim. I'm happy to come beside you in this journey. Let's have an initial talk. It's 20 minutes. It's free. There's no commitment to you, no obligation except for you and I to chat. I want to be here to serve you. It is my gift to you. That's what I do. It's kind of a jump start. All of us need a little jump start, right? Our batteries get running a little low. We need a little extra juice, a little maybe extra swift kick in the you know where. We need to be remodeled some. Maybe you need some help with that. Click on the link, take aim, and I would love to come beside you. I have a special prayer for you today, and one that you'll want to maybe pray along with me. Lord, may your truth shine brightly in my life. Bring forth change in me. Transform me. Make in me a clean heart, for your truth reigns. In Jesus' name, amen. Today, your challenge is to really reflect. Where are you in truth and lies? Are you living creatively? Not thinking they're really lies, but if you got really honest and you were just like, okay, I'm putting it all out there. I've been lying to myself. I've been making up stories, or I've been exaggerating. I've been stretching the truth. When we stretch the truth, that's a lie. Be truthful with yourself. Be honest. There's nothing to be afraid of. God's going to be with you whether you're going to continue to lie or not. But he would rather see you transformed by his truth. Are you ready? Are you ready to be fully transformed by his truth? To open up your heart and open up your mind. And to let him in. Let him really reach you at the core. To fully surrender. So you know what it is for truth to exist in your life. Go out and live, love, impact today. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.